The light wizard in the flesh will now reveal I am in step positive one. From the viewpoint of the light side, in terms only the light side can understand. To be in the light is to be without any emotions. No love, no hate, no fear. But most of you believe that it's only human to have emotions. When it's a fact, it's those emotions that make you act like animals. And there is very little point in trying to deny it. But that is how the dark side justifies acting like an animal. And how you blind yourself from the light. That you swear you are in the light. Because no one wants to admit they are in the dark. So they lie to themselves and justify their behavior as being human. So being in the dark is a paradox. You cannot see the light until you are willing to let go of all your darkness. And you hold on to it so you can be human. But that is fear. So let go of all your emotions. And go into the light. And G is the third letter in that word, so it's in harmony and means God. Like in now I see God is the light. And this letter G is written using the letters I and C. Turn the I sideways and lay it in the middle of the sea, resting on the bottom of it, forming the letter G. Now you can say G, I see. Now you can add the letter O, which we define as in harmony for the word emotions. And you get the word go. So go you do, because you forgot that O was that oh shit reality you created, and you made mistakes, so you get mad. And the letter D is the third letter in that word, so it's in harmony, and it means the dog. And a dog's work is never done, so it's a mad dog. And God is dog spelled backwards. And mad spelled backwards is damn. And you say goddamn as easy as you say damn dog. So it's the way we define words. And the third letter in the word defined is F. And it means flesh. And is meat. So it's short for me. So it's the me in I am me. So it's what I am. So the word God refers to I am me with emotions in between. Whereas the word dog means me and I with emotions in between. So both words refer to animals with emotions. So it just depends on what type of animal we are talking about. So remember, I am the dog. Words and letters are a wizard's code of logic. So you want to know what it feels like to be in the light, but you are still unwilling to let go of all your darkness, because you cannot own up to having any darkness. So you lie to yourself and say that you let go of all your darkness. But in fact, you do not know how. You know that money is the root of all evil. So it's darkness. Yet you do not know how to live without it. So fear sets in, and fear is a dark side emotion. And giving up emotion is not something you know how to do. You have no idea how to shut off that little voice in your head. So you ask others how to do this. but they do not know either, even though they tell you they do, because just like you, and they lie to themselves about being in line. Because like I said, no one will ever admit to being in the dark, when in fact they are in the dark if they hear that little voice talking in their head. Because that is your dark side talking. And you think it's impossible to shut it up. And that is insane. Because if you cannot control your own thoughts, you are crazy by definition. The light side does not make you a good person any more than the dark side makes you bad. That is just your black and white mentality, because a soul is every shade of gray. So the difference is the plus or negative polarity of the energy, and negative energy always drains you. And if you need money to live, then your whole life depends on the dark side, because that is negative energy. Especially if your bank account is in the negative. So how can you let go of it if you believe you cannot live without it? Faith. The dark side believes that God is money, because in God we trust is engraven on it. So logic would lead you to believe that if you live without money, that God will take care of you. But you do not believe you are God, so you do not believe in yourself, because the same God that is in Jesus is the same God that is in all of us, and is what the word Jesus means by definition, and why I was named after him. Because God will only help those who help themselves, because in the life, I am God. So look into a mirror when you say this. Everyone was born into the light. Then you are brainwashed at an early age to think like the dark side. Everyone always asking you what you are thinking, but you never tell them what is on your mind. A moment of silence and you get bored. It's almost fill that silence with noise. Even if they call it music, movies, or work, it's just noise for the dark side to stay entertained. And nothing more. No reason to think otherwise. The truth is the truth for everyone, so it's going to be hard to teach an old dog new tricks. So why try? I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. So teach this to your children. Teach them to quiet that little voice in their head, and never allow them to read with that little voice in their head. Because it would limit the rate in which they can think and read. Teach them to believe in their dreams. Teach them to be in the light with no emotions. Then stand back and let them grow up. They will grow up in the light. They will know the truth, which is the dark side is that little voice. And you can think without it, and without any emotions, and still be human. And that animal is much more at peace knowing that this is the truth. Dark side emotions are hard to give up, and you are incapable of loving without hating. Everything and everyone you will ever love could turn to hate in a moment. And everyone knows that this is the truth. And everyone knows that is the truth. Yet the logic makes them uneasy knowing it. So they try to defend love, saying it's the best emotion in the world. The dark side believes that Jesus taught you to love one another like you would want others to love you. When love is a very complex emotion and most people relate it to sex, which is why they want to fuck everyone and be giving them the finger and saying, you know, if you do not believe they want that from you in return, because is that not what Jesus said? So in reality, the second you believe they do not love you, you hate them. So it's a fact. And it's at the very foundation of every war ever waged. And no one goes to war except the dark side, which proves it's the darkest of all emotions, because it allows you to deceive yourself into believing that love is good, when you know it can turn to hate, and you know hate is bad. So it's a paradox. But words like bad have been redefined by the dark side to mean better than good. So the dark side lies to you about everything, and why you cannot give it up, because you bought into the dark side with money, and now you love and hate it too. There are many types of love, as there are many degrees of love. So love is a very complex emotion, and the hardest to give up. Most people would rather die than to live without love. So they refuse to give up their dark side just to be in the light, because they believe it's like becoming a robot when it's nothing like that at all. Most of you have had a moment of clarity in your life when you could all of a sudden see everything much clearer, as if a light came on and showed you the truth. That is the light and how it works. And while you were in that moment, you had no emotions, because there is no room for them in the moment. And you did not even miss them. In fact, you did not even know they were missing. And you loved being in that moment, which is why it only lasted for that moment, because it aroused some emotion in you, and that emotion brought you back into the darkness, which woke up that little voice in your head. And you do not want to wake up that little voice in your head. It's what got you into this mess to begin with, proving that to be in the light, you must let go of all your emotions, because talking to yourself is just an emotion, and not to mention that love is not in the light, nor are any other emotions. Love is what has been keeping you in the dark. And this goes against all the dark side's teachings, because the teaching of the dark side was created to keep you in the dark. So you have to love that. There is no trick to being in the light. If you were trained at birth to think this way, it would be easy and natural. And in fact, it's just the way children think to begin with. Which is why if you ask a child what they are thinking, they might actually answer. Because it's not a secret to them. It's reality. Which is why their answers always confuse you. And it's because most of you were trained to think in the dark. And all your knowledge about the light is based on the dark, which is why most of you believe they are in the light and are enlightened, when they know that little voice will not stop talking. So round and round. ground you go. Where you stop, only you know. Because it's all up to you. You can retrain your mind. It will take the rest of your life, but it's a start, and well worth the effort. So how do you begin this training? To start a journey into the light, first let go of all your emotions. You do this by thinking in terms of logic. Logic is a thinking process where the goal is to separate facts from fiction. Well, fiction is just emotions that got mixed up in the facts. So an example will serve as a guide. So in this example, we will look at the concept of God, since God is at the heart of this matter. And you all have your own viewpoint about what God is and what God is to you. But the fact is that the God in the trinary universe of life is a very well-defined entity. So call it God's particle if you want. But Jesus said God is all light with no darkness in it. Regardless if you believe in Jesus. Because that does not matter to his story. What you believe. Jesus is the written belief of most people who believe in the Bible. Even if it's only the Muslims who believe he was just a messenger. Oddly enough, that is what the white wizard said also. So regardless, the words written about Jesus are an undeniable fact. Regardless if you believe them, so pick those words carefully. In science, God is real. So it's God's particle, and can be proven to be controlling all matter at the subatomic level. So God is science. So forget about all the metaphysical discussions and religion, and only focus on what is proven to be known about God. Nothing more. In other words, no emotions. This information is very limited, and most of it came from the teaching of the Lab Wizard. So most of you believe that it's all made up just to get you to believe in Lab Wizards. But all I said is that a Lab Wizard is God's particle controlling the light at the subatomic level, and it requires to be better defined. So words were used to define God in terms of science instead of just calling it God, which has way too many definitions, in which very few even come close to defining the light wizards, and nothing more. So this journey starts here. The white wizard came to me in my dreams and taught me about the light wizards. So the light wizard is full of emotions. And since Jesus said we must have faith that God exists, he is saying that God is an entity that is real. But even with modern science, its existence cannot be proven without faith. Because the dimensions that God lives in are not in our own. And you cannot see a dimension you are not in. And nothing will ever change that. So what Jesus said was as true then as it is now. And the teaching of the Light Wizard does not change anything Jesus said. Nor did the next wizard who defined God. I'm talking about Sir Isaac Newton, of course. Isaac taught you how God works mathematically. And in over 300 years, no one has disproved his work. And in over 2,000 years, no one has disproved Jesus' work. And now that the next wizard is teaching about the light, I'm talking about me now, nothing will change in the next 1,000 iterations. because when it comes to the science of a lab wizard, it's built on the shoulders of giants, so I could see farther than anyone before me. So it's like Jesus said, there can be no light without the dark, and Isaac Newton proved this by showing you that if you remove all the darkness from the sun's light with a prism, you would see a rainbow of colors that make up black. So you could not see the light without the darkness in it. And all I'm doing is explaining why. There is no mystery about being in the light. It's simply that moment of clarity. You normally only experience this when needed. Normally only when a life-threatening event takes place. Or you do something that excites you. Which can be a lot of things to a lot of people. Be it another person that attracts you on some level. Or another emotion that overwhelms you. So you learn to use these emotions to feel this feeling. Because being in the light is a very powerful feeling. It's a drug in itself. It's God's drug. It's the feeling you get when you orgasm during sex. So it's your very definition of feeling great. And the main reason most of you want to have sex. So you learn to attach this emotion to sex and to love. But as I said, the light does not have love in it, so it's a paradox. And you use sex or some other emotion to get into the light. But you cannot stay there because of that very emotion. And not much of a mystery here. But do not forget the dark side. It uses dark emotions like rape, murder, and pillaging to achieve this same climax. So it's sex to them. It's a very addicting drug. And the dark side wants a new drug. And there is no denying that this is the depth people go to just to get into light. Just so they can have this moment. Which to them is just a thrill. So they do this for amusement. Since all the rides at an amusement park are built to elicit the same reaction. So the dark side deals in the light. Selling tickets to ride the light. Giving you hope to win the lottery. So you can be in the light. So you gamble your life away for money, which is the root of all evil. So it's just money, sex, and a drug to most of you. And not much of a mystery at all. Think of this as the Light Wizards University. You study the various fields in the Trinary Universe, and once you master its subject, you get a degree. Each degree gets you one step closer to graduation. When upon receiving your diploma, you must know how to see the light. You must prove that you can see the light. It's a test. So you get graded on how well you can see the light. So now you are the enlightened one. So you are bright. And you know you can be the chosen one, which was the whole reason for graduating in the first place. Most of you believe that you are already in line, so you have no reason to enroll in this university, as if this is a place where you have to go and pay tuition, when in fact this knowledge is free to all. This is called free will. But the dark side is based on freedom, because nothing is free in the dark side. And like I said, even if it is free, it's still dumb. Logic is what holds most people back from knowing the truth. Most people do not care about the truth. and they can think of no reason to waste their time thinking about things I'm saying. And it's just because it confuses them. I talk to everyone like I know what they are thinking, but I am everyone, so I do know what they are thinking. And like I said, most people will continue to believe they are in the light, even after I prove to them that they are in the dark. This is because of vanity, a deadly sin. But few believe they are vain, which only proves they are in the dark. And if they just took a few classes, they would learn that this is the truth. So it's in this class that we learn this lesson, and it's this step that begins these degrees. So in step zero, you get 0 degrees. So you are 0% closer to being in the line than you were before taking this class. The light is life. When the light leaves you, you die. At the cellular level, the darkness is disease. It's a virus. It's the dark cancer in you. And the light is life. Doctors want to know what this life force called the light is at the subatomic level. And I tell them it's the trinary energy that flows through the body. If you look at it under a microscope, you will see it. But it's not just one atom that is in the body. In fact, it's not even made up of atoms. It's controlling the atoms, so it's much smaller than atoms. In fact, it's so small that no matter how much you magnify them, they are still just out of view. As if one more power would solve this problem. But all the power in the world will never give you enough magnifications to see God. Instead, all you see is God's particle. And no matter how much you magnify it, it still looks the same. So you cannot find it, even though you are looking right at it. It's just the nature of it that you do not understand. So doctors dig down deeper into the science to see if they can bottle God's particle. And if they could, then pour it into the dead to make them alive again. So it's the philosopher's stone that Sir Isaac Newton spoke of. And the only question that he could not answer, how do you get a sample of it that you can use? So what it is you want is liquid life, a potion. And wizards are famous for their potions. So let's see what we can conjure up. And the answer is that trinary energy is God's power. And you can interact with it, but you cannot create nor destroy trinary energy. Therefore, all you can do is stop the trinary energy from leaving an object, because it was created when this object was created, and you cannot destroy one without destroying the other. Now, this is a rule that not even God can disobey. God's laws are absolute and final. So the light is life, and we are born with this energy. God gives it to us at conception. It's energy that binds the egg and sperm together. It's called the spark of your life, or soul. And in steps to come, we will talk more about this life of your life. In the beginning of all my videos, I have a short scene with a pyramid. I call this the credits. It contains no copyrights or licenses. Those are the dark side's laws. You will see 6 sheep with the sheepdog standing on the top of the pyramid guarding his flock. If I was to ask you what the sheep are doing, you probably would not know unless I showed you or told you. But words are not needed unless you are blind. And that is not fair to the blind. In fact, all my videos were written so you do not need to actually watch the video. Just listen to it. So what the sheep were doing really did not matter to the story itself. So you may wonder why I bothered spending so much time making an intro like this. But it shows you a point, and to be fair to the blind, I will spell it out. The sheep on the left are actually sheeple, so they have heads of monkeys on a sheep body. They symbolize humans in the dark. They are only animals who could not see the light. When lightning strikes the first time, the real sheep on the right and one sheep on the left stand at attention when the wizard appears next to the sheepdog. So the wizard is a shepherd. The other two sheeple do not stand because they do not take a stand on anything. As the second lightning strikes, the sheep look up and see a UFO. This is a light in the sky that flies by, yet you cannot identify it. So you bow down as the third lightning strikes. They do this out of fear, and they believe this light must be God. While the other two sheep will act like fools, as one of them gets the shit scared out of them. The other quickly eats the shit, and when the other sheep will see him eating his shit, he attacks him. So that sheeple gets back in line. Then that sheeple said, piss off him. A gesture few see from their point of view, but the message itself is much less ambiguous. It's taken from the Bible. It tells a story about a man that must stand on the pyramid at the end of the era. During the 8th century, this word pyramid was replaced by the word mound, which is clearly a lie. A mound is considered to be round, and as Sir Isaac Newton proved, a pyramid is not round. But you can use the same math to figure both out with. So it symbolizes the truth that was taken from you. The UFO symbolizes our ancestors, since they left us with this antique technology that is more advanced than our own. And it's this technology that allows the wizard to appear and disappear. This is called ascending, descending, and resurrection, and is key to his story. The crystal ball and the staff of power it sits on is a story in itself. The snow or white noise represents the light wizard or God, and it's how I view the world. I see it everywhere, all the time. You will see my message encoded in the light. The music in the light wizard story is very important. It sets the pace and mood of the story, and also tells the story itself. Each note has a letter from A to G. Each of these letters has a meaning and will be taught in each step. So the key to understanding any story that I tell, you must first understand the words I use before I use them. Just like words in any language, they can have different meanings to different people. And I want to make sure that I'm crystal clear about the words I use. So I define them as I go along, as I do the notes I play. If I have to rename them so they do not get confused, then I will do so. That is music, and why it's so important to his story. A wizard tells stories in their own way, and this is my way, and not the way of other wizards.
They told their stories the way they did. And this can be said about any story, no matter who is telling it. The wizard is in my dreams. It's the way I see everything, which is through the wizard's eyes. Wizards use math, science, and language to tell his story. So it's important that all these agree on what the truth is. They cannot fall short anywhere. Logic must prove his story. If a wizard tells you this is the truth, then they meant it can be proven to be the truth. It's the wizard's way. The old man on the mountain, and that mount is the pyramid. In the light, there is only the truth. No emotions to cloud that truth. Only the facts and science to back those facts. So the light is knowing something, not just believing in something. You know it or know it not. That is the truth about the light. Most people will not hear a word when they finally get that little voice to shut up. And in that moment of quiet, they might conclude that because they hear no voices, that God is not talking to them. But God is using a cell phone, because at the cellular level, God is controlling every fiber in your body. And it's in these fibers that God talks to you. When you are in the moment, you hear no voices in your head, not yours, not God's. So it's silence in the hearing department. And why most people get bored very fast talking to God. So they tune God out and tune in another channel. And they wonder why God does not talk to them. People in the dark tell people in the light that they have no way of knowing what God has in mind. And this is because they do not know if God is real. They think they believe in God. But your whole idea about what God is just insane. Because let's face it, I proved that we are God at the cellular level. So we should know what God is, where God is, and what God is saying. Well, let's face it, you are crazy. Yet everyone has their own idea about what God is, because you base God on religion, legends, and myths, instead of just what the Bible said, and what God is saying. So it proves that most people are in the dark, and the only way to prove you are in the light is faith in one another. If you do not have faith in a person, it's because you lie. So you expect others to lie. Now this is called sin. Yet you do it all the time. And you know everyone else does it because you do it. So it's a paradox. So people think adding, I swear to God, at the end of a lie will somehow make it more believable. So the insanity goes deeper. And this is just the dark side and how it works. But to the people that are truly in light, they have no need to lie, when the truth is much more fun. But the dark side will never believe that, because they are all liars. You know this is the truth, yet you cannot admit it, because you would have to admit that you are sinning when you lie. So you justify it as free will, because you think that others cannot read your mind, when the fact is that they do not have to, because those in the light know the truth. So they know when you are lying. The darkness is part of the light, something the dark side tends to forget, And it's only in the shades of gray does this make any sense. People say they have faith that God will protect them, although this whole thought process is insane. You will never get the dark side to admit that, because God is not an external entity. But the dark side thinks of God that way, as if God is a person, because you have no idea where God is, where God is, yet you know God exists. This is insane by definition, which means the logic you use to come to a conclusion is flawed to the point that it makes no sense, because God gives you this moment of clarity to save your life, yet you ignore it to the point that even if someone else hears God's message and you do not, you automatically think that person is lying. So round we go one more time, because faith is knowing that the light exists, and that light exists in you through I. In 1680, Sir Isaac Newton used the telescope he invented to study a comet named after him. He calculated it had an orbit of 333 years, noting sightings dating back 330 and 666 years. Knowing that it would return in that time, he told the powers that be, because he calculated it would hit the Earth in 666 years. And that scared him and the church. So the church went to great lengths to hide this fact. And Isaac calculated that the last ice age corresponded to a galactic event that happens every 26,000 years. And that event will happen at the end of the era in 2012, triggering an ice age that will last for 1,000 years. Because this was also the last prediction of Notre Dame in 1566. So the church forbid Isaac to divulge this and hid both events from the public. So the church has known this for a long time, and they have made plans to survive. Only their plans are flawed, because their plans do not include you. They believe they own this planet and everyone on it, so no sanctuary for all, only the chosen ones. Your simulations show that Comet Ison will pass directly through the Earth's orbit on 1 November 2013. So let's look at it from the facts, with no emotions. So it's from the light side that we view this event from. And the Earth will pass through the path of Ison, or Son of I, in January 2014, over 3 days, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. So think of Ison as a train. It's on a track that will pass through the orbit of Earth, and the Earth cannot get off this track. So if the train or Ison continues on this track, the Earth will pass directly through its tracks, unless it hits Mars, but it's not supposed to come closer than 6 million miles from it. And let's hope this is true. Yet the dark side believes in miracles, so they believe that this train will not have any extra baggage that we need to claim. Even though the scientists are telling you it's dropping hundreds of thousands of tons of extra baggage per second, and that all the baggage has been dropping for the last billion miles of its journey is still following it. So like a train, the Earth will collide with this baggage, which is made up of rock, iron, and ice. So the storm is coming, and it's not going to bow out for any miracles. It might bring earthquakes, volcano eruptions, and a pole shift with it. And God is very clear on this point to me. This is just a sign, and it was the same sign Isaac saw. So I do not know what faith has to do with the belief that God will save you, when God is showing you what is about to happen. And it's not the comet I was
would be worrying about. That might turn out to be a nice light show. But God is telling you it's going to happen. And that is a fact. So the Ice Age is coming. There is a 100% probability that this event will take place. It's just a matter of when. But you do not believe it because it's not in your reality. So you tell yourself that the end of the era will not happen in your lifetime. Even though the ancient calendar said that the end of the era was in 2012. And Isaac calculated that out to the last decimal point. And the end of the age of Pisces, which is fish in the water. So in 2013 is the beginning of a new era. The age of Aquarius, which is symbolized as waves. I interpret as tsunamis from earthquakes or volcanoes. So God is saying that in 2013, Aquarius, a mythical man dropping water on the earth, is telling you that the land will get covered in water. So it's telling you this event will cause floods. In my dreams, I see waves so high that I can feel the gravity of them pulling me back before the wave hits me. So all the signs are telling me that most of the population of the planet is about to die. As such, the light side is not a sign that says good or bad, but a cleaning. As it's depicted in the myth, it's going to bring balance back to this world. As it did before, so you have 333 years to build sanctuary, and that is not much time for such a task. The Bible states that Jesus said that he would return in the flesh at the end of the era, and according to the ancient calendars, that is now, and this is a fact. The light side has no fear, spreads no fear, and does not have any concept of fear. So all the fear is the dark side, so they hide from this event by pretending it's not happening, even though all your dad is saying it is. So where is Jesus? Jesus is in the hearts of all men born in the light, who decide to live in the light and not follow the dark side ways. The Bible talks about a chosen one, yet if you know why. The Bible was written thousands of years before Jesus was born, yet it predicted that he would return. And this chosen one is the one that will resurrect someone from the past, like Adam, Jesus, Sir William Wallace, or Sir Isaac Newton, which anyone can do as long as they are a descendant of Adam. Because in the history of the trinary universe, Adam and Eve are not the first humans, but the first Jews, which was caused by mixing the pure races. In this case, the Ashkenazi were the descendants of Adam and Mary. And Adam is white, and Mary is gray, and was Adam's first wife. She bore Abel and Melissa, and this line of descendants is the biggest secret kept by the secret societies, whereas the descendants of Cain and Seth are the only publicly known line, and was from Adam's second wife, Eve, which the name means dark. And she had an extra rib, and only the black race has an extra rib. So the family tree is only as good as the fruit that falls from it. And the knowledge of these unions is forbidden knowledge. But it's clear that everyone in the line can resurrect another, since the term only means that from the DNA level, you recreate the memories that are stored in the DNA, which is also called a memory. So you have the flesh, which is me, which is short for meat. And you take the eye, which is the God I am, which is I and me. And you remember the reason why God put us on the earth, and the answer is to maintain it. And instead, the dark side has destroyed it, and will continue to do so if left in power. So Adam handed down instructions for his descendants to follow. It was called a Bible. The DNA was written into the border of the binding so that future generations would know that the DNA code was from that line, meaning that the descendants of Adam himself. And the fact that Adam and the word Adam, spelled A-T-O-M, sound the same, you should be able to confirm this at the subatomic level, because that is where this information is stored, and it's retrieved using the live wizards, which the dark side calls God's particles, which hardly describes it at all. So it's in my heart that I resurrect my descendants, and not just one of them, but all of them. People have been talking about the Chosen One to me all my life, and knowing that I am the Chosen One was not without irony, because the Bible states that you were denied Jesus 3 times. First you were denied you know who Jesus is, which is me in the flesh. Second, you were denied Jesus by name, which is Jesus Barabbas, a descendant of Adam. Third, you will deny to the world that Jesus exists, because Jesus is I am, and so am I. So being the Chosen One is the hardest path one can take. The descendants of Adam all had the Messiah gene in their DNA. It was encoded into Jesus' DNA, as well as Sir William Wallace's and Sir Isaac Newton's. And it's no surprise you will find it in mine as well. It would not be much of a story if it was not. And that is where the problem starts for the dark side. But in the mind, we just know the facts are, not how someone feels about them, because that is all we are talking about. The dark side emotions, since the light side has none. It's not coming from there, but from the darkness inside of all humans. So they deny the Chosen One to the point that there can be no Chosen One, and no resurrection of Jesus at the end of the hour. So the iron is not without humor as well, because most people could not tell me why I cannot be the resurrection of my descendants, when the very name implies that I did just that, and how I came to be. So my existence is proof that this is the normal way to live. In fact, it's the way all life on the planet is possible. So anyone can make this claim if they meet the same criteria. So a debate over if this is true is silly, since it cannot be any other way. And logic is how the light side thinks, and this is the light side. So to be the Chosen One, I cannot care what you believe, because you are just animals, and they are sheep. And forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do, because Jesus did not die for your sins. He died because you sin, and it does not matter to me if you believe that I am the Chosen One. It changes nothing in the universe or his story, only your reality about it. And that reality is not the truth unless it's real. So at the subatomic level is where this question must be proven, because I am the Chosen One at the cellular level. What bothers most people is that knowing that by definition anyone can resurrect a descendant's memory, which means I am at least telling the truth about this part of it. The dark side tries to find other ways to deny who I am, because if they start to believe that I am who I said I am, then they would have to believe that these things I'm saying are going to happen, will happen, and that scares them. So their instincts for survival kicks in, and they deny it all the way, even categorically, because the dark side cannot believe for one second that I could be the chosen one. Even though all the evidence I have told you about cannot be disproved, because my logic is flawless, perfect even. So how can this be? Yet you deny who I am still, and that is what bothers you and why you do it in the first place. So where am I going with this logic? And that is to a place that you find safe, so you can deny that these things I tell you will take place. And even after they do, you will say that they were going to happen anyway. And I did not predict any of these events. And I say, I never claimed to. In fact, I only use your data to tell this entire story. So go over and look at all the details, then first prove that the science I teach is false. And that is where all the BS stops, because you cannot deny my science. My science is about things that only Isaac Newton could have dreamt of, and only Adam and Jesus could have seen. So how is it that one of his descendants can see this also? The answer is crystal clear. Only God himself could have known these things. And that is what I said I am. Logic is always the light side's best line of reasoning. To bring balance back to the planet Earth, the Sun of I will start the event called the Ice Age. It starts from the water that is poured down from the heavens in the age of Aquarius, and will start in 333 years. So you still have time to build sanctuary, but little time to do much else, and it will require a lot of help, which means people to build it. But if you do not listen to the chosen one, and the faith of all life on this planet is in jeopardy, you cannot continue living the way you do and survive the 1,000-year ice age that is coming. The scientific evidence is clear. This is just the triggering event that starts it. Sanctuary is a set of buildings that are built in key locations around the globe and are designed to balance the Earth on its axis and supply all the power for the world's needs and end the age of burning of the planet's blood as fuel. So it's the end of the greed of the powers that be, who lied about what oil is in order to sell it for money. And it's money that is at the root of this problem, and it's just evil. And what the light side has warned you about from the beginning. Jesus fought against the government and churches because of their use of money. And Jesus said Judas would sell him out for money. Now, this term just meant that he did not support Jesus, which can mean that he did not know that Jesus was the chosen one, since Jesus did not care what you believe. Knowing is a whole new level of understanding. It's in this understanding that I talk about how to bring back balance to this planet. The banks cannot afford to pay you to build sanctuary, and they know this. It's going to cost you everything you have and more. But the truth is that only free people can build it. And to be free, you cannot work for anyone except yourself. And that scares most of you, because this means that as a community, each person is self-employed, so they do not boss around other employees. This is what makes them free by definition, and it's balance. If each person works independently for a common goal, then they are free to not worry about the other's participation. So now it's just like everyone is pitching in to build these buildings and work in them, live in them, and create the greatest cities ever built since the ancient times. And it all starts here, by listening to what the Chosen One is saying. Because that is why I am the Chosen One. So I can bring you this message, and you would know it's the truth. People think that because I claim to be the Chosen One that I should be nice, when in fact I'm not nice. I do not like most of you because you are all evil. So why would I like evil animals? You engaged me with emotions, which is the dark side. Knowing how dark my dark side is and expecting me to be nice? I'm just a dog. As backwards as that may sound, you expect me to have unconditional love for you. When the Bible states that it's you that must worship me and not the other way around. And that my dark side is a jealous God that would smite you for thousands of generations if you did not worship me. And you expect me to be nice to you? In the night, I do not care about the dark side. I cannot see it, so why should I care? You are insane for not seeing the relationship for those who are gods and those that deny that God even exists, when I have already proven that scientifically. And that is where this is all going. No matter if you think I am the Chosen One or not, only Satan tells you half-truths. And you know that I have only told you the truth. Yet the dark side will always deny who I am. And that is the nature of the beast. And the light can never see the dark, nor the dark see the light. And that is why the dark side will always deny who I am. This is what the Bible stated as well. So everything I say goes along with the Bible, except for those insertions Isaac Newton talked about. They inserted Christ into the Bible so Jesus would be a deity, making it impossible for Jesus to return in the flesh, since that would mean the end of the job for the church, and you cannot have that now, can you? Being the Chosen One is not much fun. No one ever believes you. And since I have been the Chosen One all my life, we are talking about a lot of people who do not believe me. And you know I do not care what you believe, but I do care what you know. So what does the Chosen One get out of being the Chosen One? Let's see. Jesus Barabbas and William Wallace got executed. And Isaac Newton and myself had to be careful not to say anything that would get him executed. So you must wonder why anyone would want to be the Chosen One. But I told you that I'm not a self-appointed savior. In fact, I had no choice in the matter at all. It was my grandfathers before me. So it was Adam, Jesus, William, Isaac, and the rest of my fathers before me. And you want to talk about your life? Put yourself in my shoes. I have to convince everyone in the world that I am, in fact, the chosen one. The one that will tell mankind all the secrets of the universe. But at least I made the videos. Getting sheeple to watch them and understand them is another issue. Because that is not my job at all. That is your job, to spread the word. That is what the Bible states. But you do not believe in the Bible, so why would you believe in me? So why would you believe this thousand-year ice age is about to start, even though all your science tells you the same thing? Not much to predict here. It's clear that this is what is taking place. So knowing the dark side will never change, they will deny they are in the dark, and deny this is the light. Then they will deny I am the chosen one. Oh yeah, it sucks being the chosen one. So I guess it would suck even more to be married to the chosen one, knowing that I'm not a nice person. I do not have to be nice. If you want to see my light side, then do not drag me into your darkness. I could not even get my wives to believe in me. Even my children hate me. All of them. So why would anyone want to own up to being God or the chosen one? And the answer is courage, honor, and dignity, which are all lost traits in this world. Let's face it, if what I say is true, then everyone in this world are the dark side, because no one else sees things my way. This logic will lead you to believe that it's you that are evil. And you know this is true because you all sold me out for money. So all of you are Judases. And everyone that swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of America are all traitors to it. In fact, they are being complicit in treason for allowing the banks to own the United States of America. So I doubt that the mainstream media will want anyone to hear this story, because it confirms that you are all treasonous criminals for not doing something about it. So are we having fun yet? The chosen one is not. The bottom line is that no one can honestly deny my science. Most of it has gone uncontested for over 300 years now. So thanks to an ancestor of mine named Isaac, I do not have this burden of proof to make. So you know that all my science is the truth, meaning all your science is a lie, which is why you deny who I am. You do not like being a liar. Yet you look around and all you see is greed and corruption. So you know the dark side is in charge. Yet you are reluctant to acknowledge that I am the chosen one. Even if that means there is no chosen one, making your belief system a lie. So round and round we go, because life really is just a dream. Yet you say, so what? Even if I am the chosen one, what does that mean to me? Everything is the answer. You think you are helpless. You elect officials, even though the Constitution states that they are to be appointed.
And yet you wonder how the government got corrupted, because you think the Constitution needs to be updated, as if the truth needs revision updates. So you allow laws to run your life, knowing all lies are made to protect those making the laws, and do not protect the people they are supposed to protect. In fact, it makes you criminals, which is why most of you are in jail, so that slavery is legal. You allow Congress to vote for a salary raise. Oh, what a job! But voting is how you lost your freedom, and you got freedom instead. Then doctors bottled dumb and made dumb vaccines and drugs. Now you trust doctors and not God. But doctors only treat you, then never cure you. And cancer rages in your blood and that of its nations. It's greed, lust, and envy, and worse. You pass laws to protect those that are murdering you with their poison. And you wonder how this world got so crazy. Hey, you are all crazy. They gave you the crazy drugs and vaccines, and passed laws requiring everyone to have this crazy drugs and vaccines at birth. And I told you that is to ensure that children will never see the light, because the dark side cannot have that. And that is why they lie to you about all your science and history. The Jews, so clever, they trained you so well, and that is the only reason you deny who I am. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Free will is how this country was lost. The people gave up, and generations later they are still defeated. You believe that you have no choice. You believe that you can vote it right, when voting is how you lost it all. So you believe in one thing, money. The truth is that to build sanctuary, you do not need the government's permission. It's your right to save this planet, and it's only if all of you decide that saving the world is more important than money will anything change. It's always been up to you, and you are sheep. So the dark side has already won this war. So you defend being slaves and working for money like whores. But that is all you are, and why I hate Jews. But hate is the dark side, and we can have none of that here. But let's face it, that is because you are all in the dark and do not even understand what the light is. If you were in the light, you would acknowledge I am the chosen one and get on with your day. And if you are not, it's because your flesh is weak and you have no free will. Once you acknowledge that I am the chosen one, we can move on with his story. And you will spread the news about the chosen one. That is what the Bible said to do. But you stop spreading the word about the light back in the dark ages, and that is why the dark ages continue. So it's up to you and your free will to know that I am the chosen one. And things will start to change as people understand and see the light. A new day will dawn for all mankind, and everyone will stand up for what is right instead of fighting to see who is left. The light side is about seeing the universe from God's point of view. Things that exist at the subatomic level are real, Everything else is a lie. God has controlled everything in the universe at the subatomic level. As God is controlling your ability to see the light. So you can if you want. But free will is what God gave you, and it allows you to deny the truth and believe in things that are not even possible. So it's the dark side. And as such, you do not have to use your free will. You do not have to think at all. But that is the problem, and your dark side is at the heart of it. Since most deny who I am because of their own BS, because they think the Chosen One is special. But find nothing special about me. So they deny who I am because they are jealous. And forget that I will punish all those that do not believe in me. And that is the dark side of me. And there can be no light without the darkness. So I will punish you. The Son of I will punish you. And how do I know this? Because I am the light. I am the darkness. I am at the shed of gray in between. I am the light wizard.